My name's Darren, aka 2Dex. I'm from West London. I'm a singer, songwriter, and producer, and I'm enjoying myself.
Straight from the UK, you better hear what I say. Two or five thousand's gonna make you sway. You better understand that I don't joke. You'll have a heart attack and you'll choke. Guess what? And what? So what? It's time for rock. You know, they know, I know. I'm gonna tell you so.
Carousel Radio is the creative voice of people with a learning disability. Our aim is to promote the work of talented learning disabled artists and musicians.
We have been making series of documentaries about artists with a learning disability.
2Dex, real name, Darren Pergrino Brimmer, produces and records his own music and releases it on Bandcamp. He also plays gigs with his band around the country. He has also worked with the police to help them to interview vulnerable witnesses. So, David, I hear you went to 2Dex to see 2Dex.
Yes, it's very good, Fran. He was a very nice guy. He's helpful and kind. I talked to him about DJing and I got my own decks as well. He talked about his life growing up in London and his plans for the future. We're going to London. We're on our way to see 2Dex. The raining is very, very cloudy and wet. It's horrible. I'm feeling being brave to go do it. It's an experience for me to go up to London.
Straight from the UK, you better hear what I say. Two or five times gonna make you sway. You better understand that.
I like your t-shirt, I mean, I like the back of it. It's pretty cool.
This one?
Yeah, your jumper is pretty cool. Especially the back of it, you see the little map, that's awesome.
And what stuff do you like to listen to?
Hip-hop, rock, drum and bass.
Yeah, I got a CD at home about drum and bass.
And maybe a little bit of reggae, you know?
Yeah, a bit of reggae.
Yeah.
Tell me when you grow up.
Actually, I grew up in West London, Hammersmith. That's where I grew up. But then my mum became like really ill, so I had to go like into foster care. And I was living in Brent at the time, which is like northwest London.
I'm from London. This is something I just gotta know, so I have to tell someone. Otherwise this soundtrack will be heard by no one. I'm not trying to be like anybody else. I just wanna be a London rapper.
What music was around you when you were a child?
Mostly reggae, because like my mum was from the West Indies, and the first bit of music I heard was like Bob Marley, because part of West Indian culture is reggae music, and at the time that's what the first type of music I ever heard.
I wanna love you.
What rappers were you listening to when you were that age?
I was listening to MC Hammer and Coolio, because at that time Coolio's like album came out, and the soundtrack called I'll See You When You Get There.
Holocaust from the land of the lost, behold the pale horse, off course.
I like Snoop Dogg, Will Smith, 50 Cent. Who's your favourite rappers?
N.W.A., Public Enemy, mostly Public Enemy. Wu-Tang Clan.
Want to talk about skill? I spit like a semi-automatic to the grill. Elbow grease and elbow room. Baby, play me. Baby, fall down. Go boom. Party people.
Busta Rhymes. Outkast. Quite a lot, actually. I have a lot of favorite rappers, and they all influence me. Even Ludacris influences me as a rapper, because his lyrics are so funny and hilarious, and especially his music videos. If you watch them, you will crack out with laughter. And his lyrics go like, "My diamonds are reckless. Feels like a midget is hanging from my necklace." Quite clever, because in the music video, when you watch it, starts having like actually a real life midget hanging from his necklace in the music video. That's why it's so funny.
When did you decide to call yourself Two Decks?
Like, one of my housemates was like, it was their birthday party, and like I offered to do a bit of DJing for him, and I had like my turntables out, mixer, headphones, speakers out, everything. So I was doing a bit of DJing at that time, and like he was saying, "Yeah, you should call yourself Two Decks," and that's where the name came from. So I have him to thank for that.
Two Decks are supported by the Gate Arts Centre in London.
You know, if it wasn't for the Gate, I wouldn't be to where I was now. Because of the Gate, I've been able to do things I never thought I would ever do. I've done some things I've only dreamt of doing, and now I'm doing them, you know. You know, writing my own songs, producing and engineering my own soundtracks, performing on stage whenever I get the chance, you know. They've really pushed me to be who I am.
Arlo Yates is the manager of the Gate Arts Centre.
Well, we're an arts centre for adults with learning disabilities, and there's quite a big focus on music here, but also it's like visual arts, and we do a bit of drama as well.
How long have you known Two Decks?
Pretty much as long as I've worked here, which is like 13 years now. He didn't come to us like, for help, really. He kind of came fully formed, so there's not really been any work from us to develop him. He kind of came to us fully formed, if you see what I mean. So the band has formed around him, so he's been able to do like more stuff than he did on his own at home, which was largely sort of doing stuff to backing tracks that he'd made, and yeah, and also sort of getting him gigs and stuff. So obviously he's getting bigger and bigger gigs. Yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I said, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, come on, you can be loud. It can be more. It can be a lot more loud than that. I said, hello.
Hello. I just want to know if I've got what it takes to get done in this world. Because the only thing I have now is my life and everything around me. So I have to know where things are. Not my time, you see. I'm going to tell you what I'm trying to say right now.
Well, this is something I had to go through like when I was younger. When I was in foster care, I kind of had a lot of problems, got into a lot of fights at school, had a problems with my sister and all that, because she was picking on me when I was in foster care. And when I was like mugged at the age of 17, that was like really difficult for me, because like even though I was trying to get over it, you know, my foster carers were shaming me for being out late at night on the night that I was mugged, and it kind of really hurt, because she was like telling everyone else and they were shaming me, and it was like really difficult for me at the time. So that's why I came up with Peter and the Wolf, because I was just saying what was on my mind at the time.
So many things I have seen, so many places I have been. I've been mugged on the street at age of 17 by a group of young street thugs who weren't mean. It wasn't fair, they just didn't care, and the life would be so much pain.
You are listening to Carousel Radio. This is our Meet the Artists documentary on the rapper Two Dicks.
Wacky Backy. Okay. You're gonna laugh when you're gonna hear this. It's about smoking weed.
My mum got the wacky backy. My sister got the wacky backy. My brother got the wacky backy. My granddad got the wacky backy. My mum got the wacky backy. My sister got the wacky backy. My brother got the wacky backy. My granddad got the wacky backy.
It was inspired by my girlfriend. So my girlfriend inspired me with the song, and she was saying, oh, this person's got wacky backy, another person's got wacky backy, and I thought, how would that sound in a song? I would like to say this right now. I do not encourage the idea of smoking weed, all right? The song might be about smoking weed. I was just having fun with the song, and, you know, I know I love the song, everybody else loves the song. It's a hit wonder and everyone likes it. I'm glad that a lot of people like it. French certainly like it.
Wacky backy, wacky backy. We all got the wacky backy. I said wacky backy, wacky backy.
What is the idea behind your song, Crossdresser?
Okay, this is what I can explain. It's absolutely an hilarious story. I did a gig at a university. One of like the people who come to the gate, his name is Francis Gravity. And basically, he likes to dress up as a woman. And basically, he was doing this little performance as someone dressed up as a woman. And I thought, and also I have other friends at the gate who like to dress up as women as well. One of my best friends likes to dress up as a woman. There was a person who used to come to the gate. Fortunately, he's no longer here with us anymore. God rest his soul, Nick. You know, good old Nick. Always polite, always kind to me. And he loves to dress up as a woman all the time. And he's always dressing up in all types of other stuff as well. And that's where the song Crossdresser came in.
Crossdresser.
Two Deck at the Rock House in Brighton in June 2018. We asked them about Two Deck's band.
Yeah, the Two Deck's band. That's with Roberto, Josh and Leon. And they are excellent musicians. Roberto is blind, he can't see a thing, but he's an excellent drummer.
So, my name's Roberto da Silva and I play drums in the Two Deck's band. It makes me feel happy. Every year when I do a gig with Darren, it makes me want to sing with him. And I like doing Shoot the Donkey with him.
Shoot him in the head.
best thing about going out doing gigs is when I've done when I wrote a song about Luciano Pavarotti, because I wrote that song for him especially, because when he passed away. And
Josh, he has autism, but he's an amazing guitarist. You should hear him. And there's Leon, who's like got a lot of problems with his legs and stuff, and he's a bassist.
Now, he starts with the band first, see how the rhythm goes. And then the guy sings, he takes his time and sings on top of it. And then it really sounds good. And then if they all agree it's a good tune, then we carry on playing. And then we try and work on it bit by bit, like, so everybody joins into the rhythm and it really sounds good, and it's supposed to people out there enjoy it as well, because I see them dancing as well.
Also done a few gigs as well in Paris.
How was the gig in Paris?
It was quite good, actually. It was all right. I mean, you know, I met a few people there, like, with learning disabilities who are French, you know. So, you know, I sang a couple of songs for them. They enjoyed it, and it's pretty cool. The one thing I can say about this venue is that it's a little bit more weirder than some of the venues I've actually performed in, because it was a library. Yeah, I performed in the library. Yeah, in France.
You listen to Carousel Radio. This is our Meet the Artist documentary on Rapper 2 Decks.
Two Decks helps to train the Metropolitan Police to work with people with a learning disability.
It's so the police force can have a better understanding of people with learning disabilities. Because for sometimes, police officers, it's not very easy for them. So we try and help the police to get to know them, know about the gate, know about some of the service users who come to the gate, you know, get them to talk to each other.
Two Decks also works with an organisation called Attitude is Everything. His role is as a consultant, talking to venues about how they can be more accessible for people with disabilities.
It's so important to provide access for people with disabilities and learning disabilities into places and music venues, music festivals, wherever. And I've been going around, like, the country and meeting different people with learning disabilities, you know, asking them what they do, what they want to change, and seeing how they want to change that. And we put all the information into, like, a special guidebook that can be used to help venues and everywhere else how to have proper access for people with disabilities or learning disabilities into these places, you know.
Have you got a message for the people with learning difficulties who want to get into music?
I say go for it. And don't let anybody stop you from doing it or tell you that you can't do it. Because only you know what you're capable of doing. Always try to study the art as well. Always learn, listen to the music. Always try to understand how it works. Have fun with it. Have fun with it.
What are your ambition for your music?
To revolutionise the music industry within the disabled community. Maybe there's too many stereotypes. There's all that stuff with Susan Boyle. Not cool, too cool about that. And there's still, like, a lot that needs to be done, you know, give them a chance and all that, like a proper chance, you know what I mean? There's plenty of good artists out there with learning disabilities who are capable of making good music. I've heard some of them. I've met some of them. I've spoken to some of them. I talk to them. And they're amazing people, just like myself. And I think, you know, one day, you know, the learning disabilities music scene's gonna break out and it's gonna be big, you know?
Is 2Dex a different person to Darren?
No, completely the same person. Nothing ever changes. I'm still the same person, even with or without my AKA. So nothing ever changes. That's who I am.
Thank you for having me and Dave over to see you, Wacky Backy.
My mum got the Wacky Backy. My sister got the Wacky Backy. My brother got the Wacky Backy. My granddad got the Wacky Backy.
Check out 2Dex music at 2dex.bandcamp.com. That's the number 2. Then the word Dex. Keep a track of his gigs at thegateartcentre.blogspot.co.uk. 2Dex and his band are performing at the Rock House at the Green Door Store in Brighton Monday the 18th of March, along with other great bands from the learning disability music scene. The night starts at 7 p.m. Check out the Carousel website for more details, carousel.org.uk. We leave you with Meanwhile on a Spaceship, a track by Collective Strike, a group of rappers from the Gate Art Centre, which features 2Dex. Goodbye.
In the seat is all black and white. People at the bar late at night. Man in the bar is really drunk. Looks the city like a punk.
The bouncers come to take him away. They kick him out the door and wish him good day. He came back through the exit door. He started right over to the dance floor.
He moved so quick that they couldn't see him. Spinning on his head and doing his thing. Meanwhile in the spaceship kind of ring. Through a telescope they're watching him. Millions of antennas on their head crash through the ceiling like a garden shed. Some strange noises come from the wreckage. Aliens come with an alien message.
We are here for that bass dancer. Tell me where he is, give me your answer. To be honest, we don't know. He ran off a long time ago.
Elizabeth said, started drinking. One of them said, what were you thinking? They get so drunk, they started dancing. You instead and started laughing.